In a 3-2 vote, the San Luis Obispo County Board of Supervisors decided May 4th to move forward with using polling places instead of voter service centers for future elections in the county. That vote goes against the preferences expressed by respondents in a recent countywide voter survey. KCBX's Rachel Showalter has more.
Polling places are open only on election day at 76 locations throughout the county. Voters are assigned a specific polling center to visit based on their home address. The polling places each serve about 300 voters per location and require 1,000 poll workers. With this model, only people who request to vote by mail will receive a ballot in the mail. On the other hand, voter service centers would be open 4 to 10 days prior to and on election day. There would be 20 locations throughout the county, and registered voters could visit any one of them to cast their ballots. 1,400 poll workers would be needed for the voter service centers, and all registered voters would receive a ballot in the mail. A countywide voter survey sent by the county clerk recorder's office received more than 5,500 responses, showing that 80% of respondents prefer to vote by mail. But if they had to vote in person, about 57% prefer to do it at a voter service center. Voter service centers were used in the November 2020 general election, and all voters received mail-in ballots due to the pandemic. County Clerk Recorder Tommy Gong says this new method gave insight into possibilities for running future elections. Residents from across the county called into the meeting May 4th to express concerns about the security of the county's election process. Many suggested that every vote be hand-counted, but Gong says that would be very difficult because there was a record of more than 162,000 votes cast in the county last year.
For the number of ballots that we had in November, we would need 160 people, 40 teams, to count that many ballots over 20 days. Let's just take the dollar amount out of it. Let's just look at the time that's involved in it. I just want to kind of put some things into perspective in that respect.
The board also approved spending $470,000 to purchase equipment to improve the election process, including permanent high-volume vote-by-mail ballot drop-off boxes, replacement high-volume envelope openers, and 3 mobile vote center trailers. All of these costs will be covered by a voting system replacement grant fund provided by the state. Based on Tuesday's vote, Gong says his team may opt to purchase fewer mobile vote centers, resulting in lower spending costs. Ongoing costs that are not covered by the grant total about $420,000 for each election. That pays for things like renting out polling places, vote-by-mail costs, staffing, and education and outreach. For KCBX News, I'm Rachel Showalter.